Are you ready?
Yeah!
Jordan and his friends and all the usual shenanigans. Following the dream.
Hi, mate.
Hello, mate.
Hi, mate.
Hey, mate. Hey.
Oh, one other thing.
What?
Well, hey!
Can you... with the way, hey, bollocks.
Oh, my God.
Right, we're off to a flyer, aren't we?
Hello, yeah. People.
Right, so can I just stop everybody right here, right now?
Right here?
We
right
have now. To address a situation, don't
Elephant
we?
In the room.
Wow. Yeah, so there's a missing episode, and it just so happened it was probably the best joke ever. And I say that because Jordan got 10 points.
Yeah, that was a fit.
And because the episode has gone missing, Jordan, you've been very worried about these 10 points, haven't you?
You'd have to redo the joke then.
No, I just want them.
And I agree. I think you should get them.
I'm old them.
But I think we need to hear the joke again. Now, it's clearly not going to have the same effect on us, is it? But this joke, worth 10 points...
I don't think you should do it.
No, I do.
No. Well, if you're going to do it at the end of the show.
No.
So that we can get through the show.
No, we're going to go now.
Yeah,
Jordan.
You could this.
Well, hang on. Do I get to do one alongside him as well? If you're going to rejudge it?
No.
Whoa.
He won.
You both shut up for a minute.
He won fair and square.
I need to say something.
And it was epic. It was a 10-pointer.
I need to say something.
Go on.
It's going to hurt you both, this.
Is it?
I've forgotten the joke.
Oh, fuck. <sorry. laughs> No.
Amazing.
Well, we're going to sit here till you've remembered it.
I'll probably remember it as time goes on.
We'll come back
Jordan,
to it then, shall
Jordan,
we?
I'm going to give you a clue, a visual clue.
No.
I'm going to give you a clue.
No.
Are you ready? Can you see me?
Oh, God, we're not
looking
on camera. Right.
Yeah.
Remember? Is it coming back to you?
No.
Oh, my God.
Stop it.
No.
If you're going to let him tell that joke, I have to tell one as well.
No.
Yeah,
and then you have to rejudge it.
No. He got his 10 points.
Totally
square.
Totally biased, ladies and gentlemen.
So,
boss manager's giving away
he
points.
He can't remember it. Look.
You can't give him 10 points for something
for
you can't remember.
Of a nervous disposition, block your ears for the next 3 seconds. The joke revolved around fisting. Right.
Can we
move on now then?
Yeah.
Can we move on?
Yep.
Someone's going to tune in. Go. Am I on the sex podcast?
Yes. A different podcast, different day.
I'm tuned in to the wrong podcast.
Anyway, Jordan, you got your 10 points.
Oh, you're just going to give them away anyway?
No, of course
not. Yeah.
Absolute rubbish. Right, okay, go on. I want 10 points in this one if I win the joke off.
Okay.
Oh, great. Thank
no,
you.
No, you're not. Look, no, it no, was no. an exceptional joke. That we warned him he shouldn't do, and he did it, and I quite like that. So 10 points were given, and you shall receive them.
Yeah.
Anyway, moving on.
Moving on.
Yeah. Following
the dream. What's everybody been up to?
Nothing.
No, nothing.
Moving on.
Are we all just...
He's in a rush. He wants to get out.
Are we all just sulking?
I am, yeah.
Well, I know you are. You're always doing it.
I'll tell you what I've got to tell you.
Mm-hmm.
I watched the Michael movie. So I've caught up with your... you watched it a couple of weeks ago, didn't you?
Yeah, a couple of months ago.
Are we talking Michael Jackson?
Yeah.
Have you watched the actual film now?
Yeah, that's what you said.
Yeah.
Yeah, I watched the Michael movie.
What did you think?
I thought... It was well made. I thought it was good. And clearly there's going to be a sequel, especially at the end of the film, Andrew.
Yeah, there needs to be.
He says at the end of the film in big white letters on a black background, to be continued.
So he's not dead yet then?
No, he's not dead.
Right, so yeah.
And interestingly, it ended with the bad tour at Wembley. Which should have been about 1985. Now, surely that's the gig you went to.
No, mine was about 92,
right.
93. Oh. I know that because, weirdly, somebody's concert stub from that event came up on my Facebook yesterday.
That wasn't bad tour, though, was it?
No, I think it was dangerous.
Right, right, okay. But yes, Jordan, it was really good. I enjoyed it.
What did you think of his father?
Oh, well, I already knew what he was going to be like anyway. You know, I've read stories over the years anyway. I mean, they've only shown clips of it, haven't they?
Yeah,
but he was not a nice person, was he?
No.
Very strict. And, I mean, he was taking a belt to him. I mean, they only showed a small part of it, didn't they? But
yeah.
I dread to think what else he was like. I mean, there's some other great biopic movies, if you haven't already seen them. There's the James Brown one.
Yeah, I need to see that.
Called Get On Up, I think it's called. That's a great one.
Yeah.
I think there's a Johnny Cash one. There's a Bruce Springsteen one now. Can you think of any, Andrew, that you've seen?
I don't really watch those biopic sort of movies. I don't even really watch movies anymore.
No. Oh, how's your TV licence coming on?
I'm still paying it, but not watching any telly.
Then what?
I paid 36 quid today.
I'm sure I've asked you this before, but what do you watch?
YouTube.
YouTube.
Oh. Everything is YouTube.
Paw Patrol.
Paw Patrol.
What have you been up to?
Well, I've been on my Audis.
For
the past week and a bit.
Oh, you've been anti-dawns, haven't you?
Yeah.
Yeah, tell us about that.
Because my mum, my sister, and my sister's young'un, Archibald, they went to Benidorm without me.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, you haven't got a passport, have you?
No.
Why have you not got a passport?
Too much money. My mum can't get insurance for me.
Oh, right. Do you have to be insured?
Why, are you a liability?
Yeah.
Should you be in here?
No.
No, we know he's a liability anyway. Well,
we might have to review that then.
Aye.
So you have to be insured, do you, to travel abroad?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
So they've gone Benidorm?
Yeah, gone Benidorm.
And you're in Mosley?
Yeah, I'm in Mosley.
And how's it been?
But whilst I've been in Mosley, we've been out for a few meals. We went to, it's called Sariso. It's in Stalybridge.
Right.
And we had an Italian.
Was it good?
Yeah. I can't remember what I had, so I can't even tell you that.
I saw one of your coffee shop reviews on Facebook.
Did you
read it, Andrew?
Yes,
you should take up reviews.
Yes.
It went to a coffee shop, it died, had a cup of tea, they've got toilets. 5 stars. Is that it?
No, but there is a point to that.
Was there?
Yeah. Because before I went to this said coffee shop, I'd been to a previous one in Oldham with young Vicky, and they had no tablets.
Did you say young Vicky?
Yeah. I'm being nice. I'm on clock, you see.
Right.
So I'm just being nice.
You said some horrible things about her last week when she wasn't here.
I know.
They were honestly
awful. Yeah,
I couldn't believe what you said.
No,
disgraceful.
Kevin, she's sat here. It's just
don't.
Have you remembered your fisting joke yet?
Oh,
no.
Okay.
What have you been doing, Andy?
Nothing.
Oh, I know. I know something. What I want to bring up with the both of you.
Oh,
yes.
I know what this is going to be. Yeah.
I'm not happy.
Why?
I was quite shocked when I rang our Kevin's phone.
Yeah.
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 And I did not get Kevin on the other end of it.
No, it's me.
Yeah. Something maybe we should tell him now.
Well, we were in a high-level meeting discussing these 10 points.
We were in Spoons in Wigan.
Kevin wasn't happy about your 10 points, so he got his lawyers involved.
Yeah.
So we went and had a meeting. Yeah. Oh, by the way, but you owe him 20 quid, by the way. Did you bring it?
If he opens his wallet, this studio will be full of moths.
No, I've been losing money thick and fast, so
you've been gambling again?
Yeah.
Horses?
Yeah.
Go on. How much have you lost or how much have you won?
I can't disclose that.
Because his mum listens. He can't talk about this on it.
She's in Benidorm, mate. She's not going to listen now, is she?
I told you.
So, yes, boss man. Mm-hmm. Boss man and I, we went for a ride out. Yeah, we went to Spoons in Wigan. And
did you actually?
No. No, we had a meeting. We had a very important highbrow meeting.
Just business.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Boring
yeah.
stuff.
You're not included. Nah.
I don't give a flying back.
Woohoo! Hey, boss man.
Have we actually brought this back?
Well, he's not left. You just griped about it the other week.
Hey?
You just griped about it the other week, but Jordan.
It never left.
It never left, did it? There we go.
All right, fair enough. Come on, then.
I've been to a Cortinas concert, and by the end of it, I ended up covered in urine.
Yes!
That's true. We know that's true.
I've had a fall in McDonald's car park, and the staff didn't realise my arm was paralysed, and they thought it was broken.
Oh,
I bet that gave him a right shock, didn't it? Hey, can you imagine?
There's a claim!
I've taken part in the tour of Tameside.
Oh, right. Lots to go out
so
here.
So hang on, so you're telling me you've run around Tameside?
It might have been a bicycle. Because I was thinking Tour de France when he said tour. Can what was
ride,
it?
Can you ride a bike?
No.
Right, so it's not that. Can you run?
No.
So how did you do the tour of Tameside?
I was pushed in a wheelchair.
Oh.
That's not awkward now, is it?
All right.
Boss man.
Equality.
Mr.
Equality.
Insensitive over here. Wow.
Yeah, wow.
Who pushed you, John?
Scott Bruton.
Oh, did he?
Yeah, yeah.
So Scott pushed you?
Yeah.
Tour of Tameside.
Over the edge.
Okay. Yeah. So what was the other one then?
Cortinas and which we know
right,
true.
That's definitely true.
We know that one.
So what was the other?
I fell over in McDonald's car park and they didn't realise my arm was paralysed and they thought I broke it.
You see, that's quite feasible.
That sounds absolutely feasible.
Yeah.
Scott Bruton pushing you around in a wheelchair.
But just to go back to what you said before, if people think that and they panic and they pay out, for example, if we take Jordan to car parks...
I think we should.
Yes, right?
We'll
push you all over.
We'll push you over. Really, really dramatic.
Behind a car.
Lots of screaming. Yeah.
You negotiate fees. Me and him are on the floor rolling around. I'm going, oh, my God, you killed him.
Yeah. Go on, practice.
We made money.
The sort of effort you put into your way, hey, bollocks. This put is, into screaming now.
This is a new sideline, George.
Yeah. What, do we all get a cut?
Well, of course we do.
We'll cut you. But actually, maybe we shouldn't talk about this on the air.
Why?
Well, duh.
It's not legal.
We're leaving a trace, aren't we?
Yeah.
All right, moving on.
Just stop recording. Yeah, so they're both good, but I think the tour team side's likely to be true. So I think it's the breaking down at McDonald's things. That's what I'm going for. And you're going for, boss man?
Tour of Tameside.
Go on, Joel, which one's a lie?
Tour of Tameside.
Yes. Oh. Get in there.
So McDonald's actually did think they broke your arm.
Yeah. And my dad, at the time, I did find my dad, by the way.
He was in McDonald's?
Yeah. My dad, at the time, he was manager at Comet, so they, and someone at McDonald's knew this, so they got him and they come running over. He said, oh, it's not bloody, it's not broken, it's paralysed.
Were you in Mackey's on your own?
No, I was with my mum.
Oh. Did she not help?
No.
Definitely a good scam there. We can easily start getting involved with. Are you ready, boys?
Yes.
Yeah.
Fact number one. In 1976, just as the Jaws movie was big in the cinema, by the way, I was stopped from swimming in the sea as there was a great white shark swimming around. Fact number one.
Mm-hmm.
Fact number two. After doing some DIY on my car, my engine fell out at Bellevue. That's fact number two. Fact number three. After a very drunk night at a festival, I accidentally got into the wrong tent, but I did not realise till the next morning, until I woke up and found myself spooning a guy called Derek from Northampton.
You're a bit of a pest, aren't you?
A bit of a pervert.
Discuss, gentlemen.
Go on, Jordan. Any questions?
No.
No. You see, I told you this feature's run its course.
No. What?
Have you really spooned
A guy called Derek from Northampton? Yes. No.
Have you?
Yeah, I've just told you. That was fact number three.
I don't think that's true.
Have you got any questions, boss man?
Which ocean were you in when you saw a shark?
It was the English Channel.
Okay.
I didn't see a shark, by the way. I never said that.
Someone said it was there.
I wasn't allowed to go in the water because there was a great white shark in the water.
So you did some DIY on your car and your engine fell out.
I did.
I totally 100% that's true.
Yeah.
I'm not very good at DIY.
So it's between the tent and Jaws.
Mm.
What are you saying, Jordan?
The spooning Derek's not a song like that.
Do you think?
Yeah.
Boss man.
Yeah.
You're right. It's spooning Derek is the lie. Don't win a prize.
No.
All right, okay. The Jaws thing, by the way.
Mm-hmm. I just hope Derek's not mentally scared.
1976, boss man. Do you know what that year was, by the way?
1976.
No, sorry. Do you know what was relevant in that year? It was the big heat wave. The big
oh,
one.
Oh, yeah, of course it was. Yeah.
And off the coast of Portsmouth, between Portsmouth and the Isle of Wight, which is where I was brought up, the waters were cooler than out in the Atlantic. So while we had basking sharks around the Isle of Wight, in that year, we actually had an abundance of other sharks, including great white sharks, came into the area for cooler waters, believe
it
or not.
I'm pretty sure we've had a shark in the news because of the heat wave as well this month.
Yeah, it happens, yeah. So there you go. Is it joke off time?
Yeah!
Well, what about Amanda?
Oh, have you got any news?
No.
There we go.
What's that then? Joke off.
Hi.
Here's another joke of the week. Now, it's funny you should ask Jordan if he's prepared, because I'm not.
What was the button you pressed before that, by the way? What was it?
It was the end of the Amanda Holden feature.
Oh, that never happened.
Never was.
So, hang on, scores on the doors. Bear with me.
Well, you gave him a bonus 10 for no reason.
No, it was a fisting joke.
Yeah, no one's heard it. It
Jordan,
didn't happen.
Have you remembered the joke yet?
No.
Do you want to do your new joke?
Yeah.
Go on then.
Right, let me find the score. This is the only bit I do in the podcast.
He has one job and he can't even find them.
Right, scores on the doors. So in the last episode, you got your 10 points, Jordan.
Yes.
That got you to 46 points.
Yes.
Kevin, you're behind on 44 points.
He's behind me. No, that sounded wrong.
We're in very, very bad today. God's sake. Come on then. Spit it out. Oh, it's not getting any better, is it? But go on.
Right.
Right.
A bloke went to mortuary to see what he thought was his dead wife. Yeah.
Yeah.
And he starts crying. And hysterically, right? I've never seen anyone cry like it before. So the undertaker says, "Bloody hell, you must have been really, really close." And he says, "Not really." He says, "Well, what are you crying for?" He says, "It's not her."
I love it. Boss man, kind of. We need a camera in here. He just rolls his eyes and does a little huff. It's a puff, as if to say, like, is that it? Oh, God.
There's, like, such a build-up in there, and then it's, like, just... Come on, Kevin, you might get a point here.
How much beeping is going to be in this episode?
I tell you what, you might get 10 points if you come up with an
answer. If I make you laugh, I get 10 points.
Well...
So, gents...
Oh, come on. You can't make yourself laugh.
No, I'm sorry. I met this girl, right? Mm-hmm. And she's never seen a penis before. And I popped it out and she said, "What should I do with it?" And I said, "Well, treat it like a microphone." So she grabbed it and she said, "I'd like to say hello to my mum, my dad, and anybody else that knows me." George just high-fived me. Come on. boss man's not even smiling. Yeah, Jod.
Yep. Do you know? I don't know.
Come on!
All right, go on, Kevin. You get the point. Hey!
Thanks. Say goodbye, Jordan.
Goodbye, Jordan.